From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Russian President Vladimir Putin played a surprise visit to Chechnya today. The visit came 2 days after the assassination of the region's Moscow-backed leader. As NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from the Russian capital, the killing has left a political vacuum in Chechnya.
News of Putin's morning visit to Chechnya surfaced only when he arrived safely back in the Kremlin. Russian TV showed Putin riding in a helicopter above the charred landscape of the regional capital Grozny. Speaking to his cabinet, Putin seemed taken aback by Grozny's destruction, which is often compared to the ruins of the German city of Dresden after World War II. Putin said, "We need to look again at the reconstruction of Grozny. Despite the fact that a little something is being done there, I can tell you that from a helicopter, it looks horrible." Putin went to Grozny to bestow posthumous honors on Ahmad Kadyrov, the Moscow-backed Chechen president who was killed on Sunday. Questions remain as to how assailants managed to pack a powerful bomb directly under a grandstand where Kadyrov had been watching a military parade. Russian officials blamed the separatist guerrillas. But there's been no claim of responsibility. Top separatist leader Aslan Maskhadov denies involvement. Ahmad Kadyrov was an ex-chief separatist mufti, or Sufi Muslim cleric, who broke with the movement in 1999 over the growth of radical Islam in its ranks. Lately, Kadyrov had built up his own private militia, and he even called for the withdrawal of most Russian troops from Chechnya. Lili Shevtsova is an analyst with the Moscow Carnegie Center.
Kadyrov was fated by so many political and all other forces. He was hated by the Russian power structures and Russian military because he was becoming too independent, too powerful. He was hated by separatists, and he was even more than enemy. He was a traitor for them.
But the Kremlin's official backing of Kadyrov and his paramilitaries was part of a policy of handing more powers to the local government in Chechnya. Kadyrov's election as Chechen president last year was widely viewed as a Kremlin-orchestrated sham. Andreas Gross, the rapporteur on Chechnya for the Council of Europe, says that by forcing through an unpopular figure like Kadyrov, Russia invited more instability.
The Russians never really tried to find a compromise with the people in Chechnya, with the rebels, so to say, but tried to impose their point of view. And the murdering of Mr. Kadyrov, I would say, is a symbol of the dead end of this kind of strategy.
New elections must be held to replace Kadyrov. So far, the Kremlin has not indicated a favored candidate. But analyst Lili Shevtsova says any new Chechen leader will face the same dilemma.
Every political leader in Chechnya is doomed to be a kamikaze. And in order to survive, he has to walk this very thin line between loyalty to the Kremlin and loyalty to the Chechen ideals.
Shevtsova and others here say that with Russia ruling out talks with any separatist commanders, there's no end in sight to the Chechen conflict, which continues to be the Achilles heel of Putin's presidency. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.